All right. Now we have two of my favorites, and they're together again. The proper ladies, who sometimes sing proper songs and sometimes sing improper songs. So we don't know what's going to be happening tonight, but they will soon reveal what they're up to. So let's put our hands together for the proper ladies.
Do you both on one?
We can be.
We can do it on one. We can do it on one.
Choose better for this.
We'll wait till she gets on the mic. But
this is properly an improper song.
It's not improper.
It's not improper. It's just different.
It's
down,
different.
Down.
It's just different. We have not sung this song in this particular venue.
And
we have to bring it out every once in a while.
Actually, it's about our most requested song. I don't know if any of you here have heard it yet, though. It's by a man named Henry Clay Work. It was written shortly after the Civil War in 1866. Speaking of the Civil War, Deb and I are going to be at Cedar Hill Cemetery in Hartford, Connecticut on Saturday, doing songs from that period and a little later.
They're celebrating their 150th birthday.
We're helping them celebrate. And there'll be a lot of songs to sing, and also you can come in costume. If you feel like a jaunt to Hartford.
If you have friends in costume, come along.
If you have friends in Hartford, send them over to our Facebook page. Thank you. Oh, and there's also classes starting on the 20th of September. Weather? Did you ever hear the story of the loyal cat? Meow. Who was faithful to the flag and ever followed that?
Meow.
Oh, she had a happy home beneath the southern sky, but she packed her bags and left it when our troops came nigh, and she fell into the column with a loud cry.
Meow. Poor Kitty Pop. Corn, buried in a snowdrift now. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song. Meow. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song. Meow. Round her neck she wore a ribbon. She was black as jet. Meow. And at once a gallant claimed her for a soldier's pet. Meow. Oh, the perils of the battle and the march she bore, climbing on her master's shoulder when her feet were sore, whispering in his ear with wonder at the cannon's roar. Meow. Poor Kitty Popcorn, buried in a snowdrift now. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song. Meow. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song. Meow.
Now the cruel war is over
and the troops disband. Meow. Kitty follows as a pilgrim to the northern land. Meow.
Ah, but sorrow overtakes her,
and her master dies as she sadly sits a-gazing in his dim blue eyes.
Till by strangers driven rudely from the door, she cries, meow.
Poor Kitty Popcorn, buried in a snowdrift now. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song. Meow. for sharing the music of your charming song. Meow. So she wanders on the prairie till she sees his form. Meow. Carried forth and buried roughly amid the driving storm. Meow.
Oh, her slender frame, it shivers in the northern blast as she seeks the sandy mound on which the snow falls fast. And alone amid the darkness there she breathes her last. Meow. Poor kitty popcorn, buried in a snowdrift now. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song. Meow. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let's all go to Hartford.